Chapter 4. The car smelled of new leather, like the pristine tack room of a horse breeder's estate, like a life that took luxury for granted. Janiel ran her fingertips over the surface of the back seat. She wondered what color it was, and if her father had sat here at some time. "I think it's a stupid idea to take her back," the blonde had muttered to Sansa as she tied the cloth behind Janiel's head. "You don't know what she'll do." "She'll save her father, Kalista." Kalista yanked the blindfold into a tight knot that snagged Janiel's hair hard enough to make her exclaim. "Don't punish me for your argument with him," Janiel snapped. "I don't have to go with you." Sansa silenced her with a gentle hand on the small of her back and steered her away from Kalista. That scent of cloves was stronger than her threat to stay put. Even so, Janiel chose not to speak again until they reached their destination. Her silence might have been her undoing, though, because Sansa and Kalista seemed content enough to live with it, which gave her far more time than she needed to contemplate how much danger she might have put herself in. By the time the car stopped and the doors started opening, she felt uncertain of everything. Kalista helped her out of the car. Janiel allowed herself to be led and shuffled across a paved area. She heard the sound of a door opening. Then the woman pulled her into an enclosed space. "Stop here," Kalista said, then stripped the blindfold off without untying it, taking pleasure, Janiel believed, in ripping that tiny strand of caught hair out of her scalp. They stood in a dark hallway. Behind Kalista, a red exit sign glowed over a metal door with a crash bar. Ahead, linoleum lined the floor and led to another door. Sansa was passing through it. Kalista, fair-skinned and maybe in her 40s, dressed as if she wished she were still in her teens. In the marginally better light of the hall, Janiel recognized her as a woman who had visited her booth during the carnival and bought several helpings of Charmy throughout the weekend. Once she had stopped to chat. Janiel tried but could not remember what they talked about. "I know you from the festival."
"I go to a lot of festivals."